Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Money reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. There goes Burleson. The throw from Haney to second, and Burleson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Joshua moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Haney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Haney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Joshua moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney bunts towards the mound. Jenkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joshua scores. Wolford moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jenkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Joshua is walked intentionally. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. McMullen moves to third. Joshua moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle is hit by the pitch. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Joshua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joshua. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Joshua steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, Brewers. Tom House now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 4 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Coleman pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Coleman now playing right field. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-4 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-5 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.